This is Tech Vibe Radio. It's your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by the generous support of Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, the Kindling Culture Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, Savier at Savier.com, and Studio Me at StudioMeProductions.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Let's get the show on the road.
Audrey, I'm still coming off the buzz of our Three Rivers Educational Technology Conference. It's got all this STEM stuff just blurring my brain up, and I think today might be the show for us to just keep going on this. What do you think?
All right, listen, it's mind-blowing. The amount of offerings that we had, the conversations that people had, the convening of all these teachers and students, it's incredible what we can pack into a day. So this is thrilling to be able to have the conversation.
Yeah, could not be more excited. We have our friends from the STEM Coding Lab. If you go to stemcodingpa.org, you can check it out. But we're going to welcome to the show today Melissa Fuller and Jason Hibner today. And Melissa Fuller, guys, thanks for being here. It gets to Audrey's heartstrings and my heartstrings because we love it when kids are being readied for just great careers in technology. They're lifelong learners.
And not only that, what's really interesting are some points that I want to make sure that we don't overlook is you're an 8 years young organization. Your growth has been exponential, and you've been dedicated to K through eight students, which is just amazing, as well as locations and people who have been left out.
Yeah.
And they've been left out.
Yeah. Thank you, Audrey, so much for doing such a wonderful job at summarizing. But yeah, we started our organization in 2017. We were founded, and we started serving only 15 children. And today we serve 4,200. So that's the exponential. It's transformative growth. And what we do is we support kiddos, grades K through eight, and underserved communities, ensuring that they have the skills needed to succeed in the digital divide, the digital economy that's coming. And our work is there. We're so prevalent because our region is currently poised to be the tech and AI advancements of the future. And in ensuring that our kiddos in Allegheny County specifically are equipped and ready to go with the access to be prepared for the future is really why we exist today, and making sure that they have the opportunity for economic mobility.
This whole thing around economic mobility, the conversation that I like to have is it's around prosperity and not leaving people out, because there's really no excuse to leave people out of the opportunities. And I like to use the word prosperity rather than just living wages, because that's really what we want. And if there are no pathways for people to have prosperity, we're all suffering. We're all suffering. It's not just those who have and who have not. So how did you do this? How did you take something from 15 to 4,200? Because it's giving me like an explosive headache here. I'm just going in a positive way. But Jonathan and I work with lots and lots of people in all different cast of characters. But to go from that number to 4,200, even over 8 or 7 years, is still, it's still a lot.
Yeah, I would say to you, dedication. We've got an incredible team of individuals. And I'm not just talking about our team, but I'm talking about our board members, our community. We have a 100% retention rate, Audrey. And what I mean by that is any of the partners that we work with, we've never been asked to not return. We've only been asked to intensify or enhance the programming that we're offering. We've been able to understand that there is a need and to understand what that need is and be able to take that and replicate it into other school districts or into other partner organizations that we support. And the need is great. Right now, they're saying that 92% of US jobs are going to require digital skills, and yet only 13% of Pennsylvania elementary schools and 26% of middle schools are offering computer science classes today. And so when you think about where we're heading as an economy, ensuring that we've heard that in 2032, there's going to be 500,000 jobs available in the CS, AI, and STEM. Those are eighth graders today. What are we doing to equip our eighth graders to be ready for their future workforce? And so those are the skills that we're talking about, ensuring that we are equipping the kiddos of today ready for the future of tomorrow. It's no longer optional. Digital literacy, it's not optional anymore. It's like reading. It's learning how to read or learning how to do math and writing. It's at a point where every job, no matter if it's a trade job, a tech job, a factory job, all of it's going to require CS and AI skills for the future.
Break it down. So sometimes a lot of our listeners, we use language that we take for granted and that other people don't understand. What does it mean by digital literacy?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you saying that. You think about the word AI, artificial intelligence. You think about understanding coding. You think about understanding the back end of how things work. People will say to me often, if you're not using AI right now in your organization, you're behind. If you're not leveraging it to look at it as a tool, or you're not thinking about robotics, or you're not, I think the other day I heard somebody told me that there is a forklift that is functioning in factories right now that is not driven by an individual, but is completely computerized. That is the digital literacy, understanding that there is ways to be efficient and effective in leveraging the digital skills of the future. And so how do you embrace those? How do you understand how they work with you? And so those are the components that we teach kids is how are they tools and how do you use them for good? How do you use them so that they're helpful and harmless and use them in a good sense is the things that we teach kids today.
So if you had an eighth grade child today, what's your advice and what's the process that you use based on this expansion and what you've learned?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that to Jason. Jason does such a good job with our curriculum. I want to give him the floor on this because this is his wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the tools. It's all about the resources that they have. It's making sure that they understand. Maybe they won't be going into a professional space that is going to need an AI career, an AI literacy on a day-to-day basis, but maybe just understanding how their phone works on a day-to-day basis, understanding the back end of like when I speak to Siri or I speak to whoever, like Google or Alexa or whatever, how does that work? How does AI integrate into how I get from work to work every single day? We're looking more and more here in the city of Pittsburgh that we're seeing self-driving vehicles on the road. How does all of this integrate into our day-to-day life? I was in a meeting earlier with CMU, and that's one of the big focuses that we have is not relating it to things that are going to be affecting them, not just now, but as they become adults, as they go in the workforce, and as they just become existing in life, how does this stuff affect them on a day-to-day basis? Because we can prepare them for a professional world of this, but not everybody's going to be a computer programmer or a data scientist or any of this. But I think it's incredibly important that we prepare them to understand the world around them. And that's really where our curriculum focuses on and really gets them ready to be humans in the 21st century, not just employees in the 21st century.
So can you give us like a little window into that? So pretend that Jonathan is a parent of an eighth grader. I know that would be scary, but just imagine.
Surely, absolutely.
Yeah, so
freak me out, man. Freak me out.
Yeah, Jonathan's not the right guy for this, but let's just pretend.
Yeah, and it grows. So from K to two, we're looking at more in the hands-on area where we're understanding concepts. We grow into a little bit of application in three through five, where we're getting in their hands into the code, where they're understanding a little more on how data makes their life a little, how it works in their life. They're understanding digital citizenship a little bit more. And then when they get into six through eight, so when you're talking about an eighth grader, they're really getting into application. How do we make a robot do this? How do we build a 3D model? How do we use this technology to make our lives better, our community lives better? So they're using things like hummingbird robotics, where they get to build around it. So they get the guts of a robot, but they get to build around it and make the thing solve a problem. It's really a lot about problem solving, collaboration, building those computational thinking skills. And so by the end of eighth grade, they can think on a different way and really process that through just hands-on things like robots. That's one of the best things you can put in a kid's hand is a robot because it's instant gratification. And we grow that even from that B-bot that they give a kindergartner that just has the buttons you push to go forward and backward, all the way up to the hummingbird kit, which they're wiring. They're using sensors and motors and lights and to make things come to life. So yeah, getting things hands-on, letting them have those small victories that lead into big victories and connecting it back into how does this help them going forward is really by the end of eighth grade.
You know what I love that you said is that, and this is something that we have to get out of this narrative, is that you were talking about experiential learning, right? Yeah. And when we think about digital learning, right? oh, get your kid away from the laptop. Don't let them sit in front of the computer. Don't let them just play games, et cetera. I do agree with that, right? I think there's a saturation that occurs that can be a little bit abysmal. But what you're talking about is teaching people how to make stuff. You're yeah. saying that there's a digital and physical world.
You're becoming a creator, not a user.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have this conversation. I have a 10-year-old, so she's right in our wheelhouse in this stuff. And I have this conversation with her regularly about her tablet use and her cell phone use and things like that. And I said, it's not about how much you use it. It's a lot of times about what you're using it for and what you're using it to do. So if you're using it to learn how to draw something new or create something, that's a better use of it just sitting on YouTube for 5 hours and watching videos. So no, we want the kids to become creators and not just users.
I love it. Such good conversation. We got to take a quick break. And in case you just joined us, we are hanging out with the STEM Coding Lab. We are talking to Melissa Fuller and Jason Hivner. Guys, having so much fun. Go to stemcodingpa.org to learn all about it. We're coming back. We're going to learn more about some of the skills you help these kids develop. It's the idea of making people lifelong learners, and just being engaged like this to us is just so exciting. So keep your dial tuned right here. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. We love helping tech companies succeed, and we are all about STEM. That is for sure. Go to pghtech.org. We'll be right back after this quick break. Studio Me Productions is a full-service video production company based in Pittsburgh. It offers custom video production services, podcast studio rentals, and communication studio buildouts. Choosing Studio Me Productions means investing in a partnership that values creativity and delivers results that exceed expectations. With a deep understanding of marketing and storytelling, Studio Me ensures your project will captivate and engage your viewers. Learn more at studiomeproductions.com. That's studiomeproductions.com. A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com. Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at compunetics.com. This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation economy. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savior at savior.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios. Audrey, I told you we're coming right on back. I'm so excited about our conversation today with the STEM Coding Lab. I just have to encourage everybody. You just got to go to stemcodingpa.org and you can find out all the great work that Melissa Fuller and Jason Hivner are doing over there. Having a blast today. Guys, thanks for being here.
This was great. So let's pick up where we left off. There's just so much to cover. What do we want to make sure that we cover right now? We're going to talk about a little bit about the curriculum. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
And say that as a parent or as a relative or as someone who loves young children and helps them, talk a little bit about the curriculum.
Yeah, so we work in kindergarten through eighth grade, as we've said. We start off in kind of those fundamental skills. So they understand what a pattern is. They understand what a sequence is. So those are really the like two of the really big fundamental skills is understanding patterns, anything for coding all the way up to AI. If they understand what a pattern is, they can start understanding AI a little bit once they get to a little bit of older grade. Once we enter that 3 through 5 grade bands, I think of grade bands because when I'm living in standards and stuff, that's just where it is. But 3 through 5 grade band, we're now getting the coding in their hands. They're getting on things like Scratch and playing around with robots like Pittsburgh's own Finch robots that are based off out of Bird Brain here in Pittsburgh. They use the Finch robots and are solving problems and solving missions with the Finch robots. 6 through 8, again, as I said earlier, was it's all about application. It's all they're getting in now. They're getting into Hummingbird robotics, as I was talking about earlier, with the wiring. They're getting into hardware. They're understanding how to get into 3D modeling. All throughout this, by the way, they are integrating AI all the way through, whether it is fundamental skills, understanding how data affects AI and understanding how a generative AI works, all the way up to how does a robot use vision to recognize your face, all the way up to there. And so we built this curriculum that grows and builds on top of each other and builds the student into this really amazing, through this amazing process that can see them as they come out through eighth grade and onto the next steps on where they want to go with this. It gives them those skills to move on to those next steps. So if they want to continue on this with a career, go for it. If you just want like having this as information that you live with and you use in your day-to-day life, that you have it now. But we grow it all through different things. And again, at the end of the day, the main concepts we really cover are problem solving, collaboration, computational thinking, and really having making sure that technology and computer science is something that they can use in their learn on their day-to-day basis in their life.
Jason, you make it sound so easy.
Yeah, that's a trust lot me, as the person who builds it, it is not that easy. No,
yeah, absolutely. My mind is still reeling around how much you've grown over the past 8 years. Yeah. I know that's taken a lot of partnerships to make that happen. So many folks in the community have stepped up to have this impact. So Melissa, tell us about who's been hanging out with you guys to make this work.
We have two really exciting partnerships that I'd like to share with you all today. And you'll see the press release there. The press release is forthcoming. But we have a partnership thanks to the R.K. Mellon Foundation with CMU as a partnership with the Create Lab, who's supporting the STEM Coding Lab and CMU in building an AI fluency around ethics and society for our kiddos grades 1 through 5. And so it'll be a curriculum and designing 4 different modules for each grade level that we'll be rolling out to ensure that we have CMU backed curriculum that's going to support our kiddos around this AI education. The other exciting part is, and we're grateful, I can't say thank you enough to the R.K. Mellon Foundation as well as the CMU Create Lab and their team. The other really fun partnership that we have is Eden Hall came to us and we pitched a project thanks to the superintendent at the Clarendon City School District, Dr. Tamara Allen Thomas, who approached us based off of our partnership, stating that there was a gap. They had a gap in their programming. We were supporting kiddos grades 1 through 5, and they had programming with the Will Allen Foundation supporting kiddos grades 9 through 12. And there's a gap, and nobody was supporting grades 6 through 8. So they came to us and said, can we put a partnership together? Let's think collaboratively of how we can serve kiddos kindergarten to career. And so in this partnership, what we've done is we pitched a project to Eden Hall, who's supporting us over the next 4 years in collaboration with the Clarendon City School District, STEM Coding Lab, and Will Allen Foundation for kindergarten to career, so that we can be able to say that we're supporting the kiddos with our skill sets across the board to ensure that no child in Clarendon, there's no gap in programming when it comes to computer science, AI, or STEM programming. So really great partnership. Again, grateful to the Eden Hall Foundation for that support to really think collaboratively across the board on how we together can really hit the bar and ensure that there is a continuum of programming happening, ensuring that our kiddos are being given transferable skills across the board, whether they choose computer science as their career path or whether they don't. There's transferable skills that they're gaining from kindergarten to career.
It's a lot of kids in that school district. I'm thinking
lives are going to change. What about outcomes and measures? Just talk about that a little bit.
So I think we have amazing outcomes and measurements in our organization. And I like to share one impact story with you. Yeah. We created a community impact video, and you can see that on our website, as Jonathan shared. But the community impact video really is a testament to our kiddos and our partners. And it talks through, but we have one kiddo in particular who says that he wants to be a robotics engineer and be successful. And that is one story that is shared by thousands and more based off of the impact that they've had from the STEM Coding Lab curriculum and programming. And what we think about is, think about the kids that don't receive our programming that are left behind simply because they just don't have access. It's critical to our kiddos in our communities to ensure that they have access to high quality computer science and AI programming. Giving them the access ensures that they have possibilities for the future with the skills needed to be the next generation of workers to help not only the youth, but our future industries, our future workforce, and to strengthen that economic mobility that I spoke about so earlier session.
Some great work. Great work. So glad you could stop by and share a little bit of your story. We need to have you come back on soon because there's going to be so many more updates, and we love reporting out to the world the type of work that's going on here to bring every kid along for a ride if they can jump on this train with us, because it's just going good places. So
I just want to add, as we wrap up, I believe that they have a vision, that you guys have a vision of 10,000 youth by 2028.
Our goal is yes. Yeah. Our goal is to serve 10,000 youth by 2028 and be in 2 to 3 additional cities.
Yeah. Boom.
That's so
perfect.
Yeah, entrepreneurism at its finest. So thank you so much, the both of you.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate the opportunity today.
Yeah. And one last time, go to stemcodingpa.org to learn more, find out ways that you can help out, participate, take advantage of the whole nine yards. This has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And we are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Go to pghtech.org and have an awesome rest of your Sunday, everybody. Thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Get Tech Vibe wherever you get your podcasts and never miss a show. Tech Vibe is brought to you by the generous support of Compunetics at compunetics.com. Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, The Kindling Culture Agency at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, Savier at savier.com, and Studio Me at studiomeproductions.com. Tech Vibe proudly broadcasts from the Huntington Bank Studios.